This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A convicted murderer on the run in Texas has been shot dead by law enforcement after he killed a family of five and took their truck, say authorities. Gonzalo Lopez was killed south of San Antonio last night. President Biden wants a ban on assault weapons.
My fellow Americans, enough.
In a rare evening address to the nation, the president noted attacks in Buffalo, Uvalde, Tulsa, where everyday places became killing fields.
How much more carnage are we willing to accept?
He's urging lawmakers to restore a ban on selling assault-style weapons and high-capacity magazines, among other steps, or at least find compromises, like limiting firearm access for those with mental health issues. Their steps a bitterly divided Congress seems unlikely to take. And if it won't, the president says Americans are ready to act.
I believe the majority of you will act to turn your outrage into making this issue central to your vote. Enough. Enough. Enough.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The House Judiciary Committee has advanced a bill that would raise the age for buying a semi-automatic rifle from 18 to 21. All the Democrats voted yes. All the Republicans voted no. David Cicilline is a Rhode Island Democrat on the committee.
Guns are now the leading cause of death for American kids. We've had more than 200 mass shootings this year, 27 school shootings alone. We have a responsibility to do something.
The bill goes to the full House next week, says Speaker Pelosi. If you're filling up the tank for the weekend, gas is up to $4.76 a gallon this morning, up about 16 cents in a week, says the AAA. It's $6.24 a gallon in California. 14-year-old Harini Logan of San Antonio, Texas, has won the Scripps National Spelling Bee in the first ever lightning round tiebreaker. This is AP News. The latest on the shooting in Tulsa.
Police in Tulsa, Oklahoma say a doctor who performed surgery on the gunman was among those killed in a shooting at a medical building. Tulsa Police Chief Wendell Franklin says the gunman had back surgery late last month, but was still complaining of pain. Franklin says the gunman bought a semi-automatic handgun late last month and on the day of the shooting.
On June the 1st, Mr. Lewis purchased a semi-automatic rifle from a local gun store.
Franklin says a letter was found on the gunman,
which made it clear that he came in with the intent to kill Dr. Phillips and anyone who got in his way.
Dr. Preston Phillips was one of the four people killed.
He blamed Dr. Phillips for the ongoing pain following the surgery.
Another doctor, a receptionist, and a patient were also killed. The gunman died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.